gardener. This is the time of year that you are in the garden multiple times a day, watering, connecting, noticing, harvesting, picking, tasting, and tending. But if you're someone who doesn't enjoy any of these things, you may just find you with a good book on a lawn in the garden, drinking tea by a garden, or out on the golf course surrounded by pond gardens. God is good, and our scripture said, God is fantastic. The imagery in our psalm today really outlines the beauty we are so blessed with. As Christians, we are invited to walk a path of spiritual practice, prayer, silence, meditation, drumming, singing, ministry, prayer shawls, all spiritual practices of our faith. The spiritual practice of gardening is another one. Every church has a garden, some larger than others. The original Gilmer Park building on this site had an amazing garden between the church and the Christian Education building. And I think maybe even some of you have some of those garden treasures still at your homes. Now we have a memorial garden just outside the narthex doors and our street side gardens that are all worth a look to. It may be a great place, hint, hint, to come with your journal or your Bible and have a quiet read one day. In its own way, the spiritual practice of gardening is about ministry in the church. Over the winter months, gardeners order seed catalogs, dream and brainstorm new ideas, draft plans, create budgets, and place orders. In the church, this might look like ordering curriculums, planning retreats, board visioning days, and budgeting meetings. When the weather changes, spring arrives, and gardeners step into the garden to see what is happening, what messes need to be dealt with, where is tired? Does the tree need a tree? How are the old pots doing? Will the design remain the same? In the church, this may be a time to take a step back, to look at the whole picture and see how the congregation is doing. Are there folks that need a call? Are there programs that are working especially well, and where is some support needed? And what is God calling us to do? Trimming, weeding, planting, watering. In the ministry, we are called to carry out all of that in our church. The constant act of caring for and nurturing the seeds that we have planted. The active programs and ministries we water all the time, as well as the ones that need a little less watering. And then there are the plants that need new pots. Their pots don't quite fit anymore or are broken, knocked over, a little ruffled, pieces falling off, or simply tired. These ministries are the areas in the church that need our greatest attention, often the most challenging ones. Take, for instance, this week. How do we connect with the LGBTQ2+ community during this Pride Week in Richmond? What is the best decision we are called to make when the Community Meal Committee meets this week to plant new soil and new ideas for a meal program? As we search for a new music director, what new seeds or notes for music ministry should we be planting right now? Last summer, we were in different time and place in the life of our church, a different garden. The church building was closed, worship was on Zoom, we were without a custodian, a musician, and an ordained minister. Bruce will be back on Tuesday, by the way. Knowing we were going to reopen in September 2021 after 21 months of closure, I adopted the phrase, "We can only move forward, not look back." Meaning, we are a new church now. 2 years of closure, new staff, building upgrades, newcomers, children who 2 years ago and 3 years ago didn't even remember what this building looked like. "We can only move forward and not look back" was and continues to be like the spirituality of gardening. We had ministry before the pandemic. We had a garden. Remember the good, amazing, and fantastic parts of that ministry. And now it's time for us to work, till, rake, shake up, move, and add in new soil. New, different ideas that didn't work in the past, but that will work now. What will our parable of a farmer scattering seed look like? Shall we add a bird bath to welcome newcomers? And what will that bird bath look like? Or do we create our own version of a community garden to welcome our neighbors? 5 other United Churches in the city, 2 of whom are searching for new seeds, new ministers, and 1 of whom is selling their building and discerning their future. Can we extend our garden to support theirs? There is a lot of trial and error and risk involved. Then there is the fruit of our garden, those tasty raspberries falling off the branches these days and blueberry stands arriving. The gifts we received after a lot of hard work and patience, the gifts of the Spirit in the church, of love and joy and peace. The farmer scattering the seed, the sower, the mustard seed, are all stories Jesus told to illustrate and help us see, explore, and find new ways of connecting with him. Many of us use the phrase, "I just want to plant a seed." In other words, I just want you to think about joining the board. Or I want you to think about coming to Camp Spirit or serving coffee on Sundays. Some of us are the seed planters, while others of us are the seeds. Some of us grow and grow and grow, while others of us grow slower and take more time. We are all called to fill our gardening bags of faith with the gifts that we already have, and to find and take each gift, each shovel, each talent, and add it to our garden of faith. For when we each take our own personal seeds and scatter them in the church, some will fall right into place, some will scatter and not land where we want them to, and others will not be ready to do anything just yet. Together, as a community of faith, we can create a new garden, different from last year, different from next summer, and one that is solid, supported, and built with a strong foundation. So this may be. Amen.